Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. This morning, I wanted to talk to you about the power of 1 hour. So the power of dedicating 1 hour a day to whatever you want to improve in your life or whatever you want to learn. It's just 60 minutes a day. And if you use that 60 minutes a day intentionally, you can completely shift your future. And I'm not talking about hustle. I'm not talking about overdoing it. I'm talking about simple and focused effort towards what matters to you. So most of us, we don't have time, right? But somehow we always find time to scroll through the reels of Instagram, to watch some YouTube videos. Some YouTube videos are actually useful, but some others aren't. So somehow we do waste our time, but then we never have time. So what if that hour, instead of scrolling through Instagram, went to the future you? All you need is to be consistent. And for example, me, I'm waking up early, and at this time today, I'm dedicating that hour to record and edit my podcast before work. And I finally found a quiet room at work, so that's a win. And hopefully that recording is going to be a little bit better. Thanks to that 1 hour a day, I also became a qualified financial advisor. Whether I'm going to work as a financial advisor or use that knowledge for financial coaching, future me will decide. However, thanks to that hour, I was able to get the full qualification in 9 months, which was incredible. I also would like to become more proficient in Excel, become better in my editing skills. And that 1 hour a day dedicated and focused towards those goals can really improve those skills. And the reason why I'm waking up now earlier to dedicate that hour to podcasting is because I want to improve how I speak, how I explain ideas, and how I connect to people. And I am building my skill set and my identity through that little action. It's not really a big effort. It's just 1 hour a day. So you can also use that hour for your future self. You can learn how to invest. You can learn to improve any skill you like with that 1 hour a day. Or you can work on any side project you would like. Some people also try to exercise in the mornings. For me, I find that in the mornings, I have quite a high brain capacity as opposed to in the evenings. In the evenings, I'm a complete mess. I don't really understand much. I don't usually exercise in the mornings because I see it as a waste of brain power. I do prefer to dedicate time to doing something intellectual, creating, rather than exercising. But if you would like to start exercising, the mornings might be the perfect time for you. And time is a compounding asset. Just 1 hour a day, over 365 days, that would be 15 full days a year. So think about it. You could dedicate 15 full days a year to improving yourself, to improving your skill set. I think that's amazing. And you are investing in something every single day, and that compounds over time. So I wanted to conclude this podcast episode by saying that I don't always feel motivated. It's true. Sometimes I'm like, oh, do I really have to do that? But I show up because I believe in what this podcast could become and what I'm becoming while I'm making it. And you don't need a perfect plan. You just need 1 hour every single day and that hour dedicated to yourself. So I hope that these reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation and any advice given here, it is not an individual financial advice. Please do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.